mirror must be smashed, and so on. This is not the idea of chanting. You have some unimaginable good fortune to be able to chant and connect with the Lord again. Nice point, isn't it? Yes, we have to concentrate. And sometimes our mind is not our friend when we try to concentrate, but it doesn't mean it should be such a grueling torture, you know, Hare Krishna. So these things prepare yourself, to put yourself in a right mental attitude. You can just quickly before you chant say, "My Lord, I am your part and parcel. Now I will reconnect, I will chant your names." That was one. Now you have to say, asked, how can I maintain my concentration? There's one thing which you all must know. It is a simple yoga truth. After 1 hour of doing anything which has to do with yoga, the mode of ignorance usually settles in. It's about after 1 hour you become... I noticed this today in my japa. After 1 hour I became so tired. I felt the whole gravitational force of the universe was simply concentrating on my eyelids. It was almost a mystical experience of feeling entirely tired. Yes. But I know by now that this is the 1 hour test. It's really only... And then you have to maybe get up for some time, splash some water in your face. Or if it's not so bad, you can sit on a chair for some time in a different position to allow the blood to flow in new ways through your body, and so on. So you must simply be a little bit self-critical, and then you lose your grip on the spiritual practice. And you just start anew. And maintain your concentration. Sometimes when it's very difficult, you can even read a little in between. Just 1 or 2 minutes just to focus your mind again. It's really a question of focusing your mind. But most probably it's best to just be honest and then take, for instance, this Trataka meditation. It's really important. And why don't we do all one exercise? Tomorrow we come and... I hate these little groups within Krishna consciousness. Do it in a way that no one sees it so much. Just have your mantra card ready and stick it before your nose when you see it. And see how it helps you. Or, I think those of us who chant in the temple, they can see there is a very nice mantra in the temple. And maybe we can put it somewhere else. Maybe we want to take this. The Matajis chant, they can take this and look at it sometimes. Just see. It works wonders. It's very authorized. It is used in the tradition. And I know it was in practice in our Hare Krishna movement in the beginning. In the beginning days, I knew we all had this and looked at it. It was known. Somehow Prabhupada must have trained us. This is what I recommend. Also, sometimes when you should try to visualize the holy name. Or the best practice really is, but that only usually works when you have chanted a little while. The best practice is when you can swim in the ocean of the holy name. Did you remember? But I do not know if it worked for you also. But we will have a similar japa workshop with the community. Please all be there. These japa workshops, I have given them maybe now 15 times, And every time I give them and do the exercises with the pupils, I derive more benefit from it. Like I can, by now, in the beginning I couldn't see the holy name. Now, boom, I see the holy name. Because it's a matter of mental discipline. Yeah, yeah. Don't worry. It is. There are some people who are visual people and some who are not. The idea is also not that you must see something. It's just that you concentrate your mind on an exercise. And that does the work. Yeah. In the beginning I could also not see anything internally, but no, it just goes like a neon light, ping, 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 but it's not because I'm advanced, it's because it's just a matter of mental discipline. So, but let us not forget, the main point in chanting is not a technique, it's the mercy of the Lord. We can only endeavor the best we can, and then Krishna, it's up to Krishna to reveal himself. You know what Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he gave a very interesting meditation. He said, when you chant and touch the beads, you should think in your mind that you are touching the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's something to fix the mind. Nice, isn't it? All noting it down. Krishna Chanda, you will soon touch the lotus feet of the Lord. Yes. Yeah. Exercise in the morning. And now all of a sudden. Yeah. What do you all do when you chant? I guess I'm a little bit moving, but I'm grabbing, but I'm also not, you know, these devotees who go like, and you think, wow, this James Bond is coming, you know. It's not good to shake the beads. They are. Oh God. Right. Reality, yeah. Yeah.
I realize, or I recognize that oftentimes when I'm not very mature, still I get some people like, what you're doing now, or you're doing a lot, or whatever. And there's a certain satisfaction that actually it looks like this. But internally, I know it's not really good. It's not just the other way. And sometimes the other way around. I feel that I'm really more internally focused on just practicing my pattern, but externally, I'm not so productive. So, I just want to be my self-consciousness and be more I don't but I feel the need actually I think it's focus more on my focus and as you mentioned it sounds like shifting the intention.
Yeah.
And then everything falls into place by putting the first the fixed on the first thing
first.
The value of the subjective and the subjective.
My answer to your question is I think we have to perform in both realities, in the inner and the outer world. And this is what a well-integrated person is. It's performing in both worlds. And I think we are all on our way to become such a person. Sometimes there is a contradiction. There seems to be a contradiction. Like those of you who are familiar with Satsvarup Maharaj's writings, he often addresses this point. I'm looking to Yadunandan, that the internal person and the preacher, they seem to go sometimes to bite each other even. I have gone through the writings of Satsvarup Maharaj because I feel great, not only appreciation, just great admiration for him. And I have also corresponded with him privately on this subject matter because it's a question for me also. There seem to be two people in me, and I either live one, and then the other is not lived, or I live the other. I'm either the very enthusiastic, dynamic preacher, and then I don't go into my internal path, or I'm disappearing in a little village in Braj, and no one even knows where I am, and I'm chanting and praying and internalizing away. and it seems the two don't meet, but they have to meet. For a well-integrated person, we have to be both. Sometimes there are times where we have to just do more. And sometimes there are obviously they switch according to the circumstances in which we are, but a good goal in our lives is to bring the two together. You know this from just a practical example, your own day. Let us say outside of the college situation, don't we all know when we have chanted and read nicely, our day is much more blissful, and we seem to be able to perform in the world much better. But if we have not done this, we feel so dissatisfied and everything just gets on our nerves after some time. So we have to have both, really. Srila Prabhupada, I feel has given both. You know, it's there in the way he teaches us. Please tell me your name again. Naveen? Rabin. Rabin. I'm just trying to... Rabin. It's an Indian name. Rabin. Okay, Rabin. Yeah. I see. Yes. If you have this feeling, then you should proceed according to what works for you. These are just suggestions. Prabhupada's point or instruction really is very refined here. What is the use of controlling the mind? You have to chant and hear, that's all. What is the question of the mind? I really like this quotation very much. It's so so absolutely spiritual, isn't it? These are just different suggestions to bring you to the stage where you chanted here. They work for different people differently. So it's fully alright, Rabin, if you feel that you would like to focus on what is helpful for you. But please also keep in mind that advancement means you are going on a flexible path. It means something might change also. These are authorized practices. They are not invented by me. To give an interesting japa workshop, but they are there in the tradition, and you might find out after some time that what you felt once was discomfortable for you is now at this stage of your life very helpful. Yes, let Ravin please continue. Yes, Ravin. That maybe it's inattention, purposeful inattention. You move me totally away. Well, the mental exercises are meant to help you to concentrate. Therefore, if what you take as help leads you further away from the goal, then it obviously doesn't work for you. But no, these are meant to overcome inattention, like the thing with the beads, you know. I don't know. Can someone give me a quick? Did it work for someone? For Jai Govinda, it did not work so much because you told me. Yeah. So,
with a B?
Yeah. Anything, just something I have not done before. Yes.
And we noticed that the building is going to be moving. And so often,
Yes. Sure. As I said, I have not given you any deviant philosophy today. I hope I will. I'm very careful to give you only what is in our tradition. Don't worry. Yes. Yes. I personally also don't do this with the harp, because I'm not such a scientific person, you know, such a. But when I did it, it worked wonders. I once gave a lecture on this in Mumbai, and then a trained psychologist came to me and said, "Sachinanda Swami, you really gave a class on hypnotherapy, because similar exercises, that's what I learned, are done with patients who are chronically distracted." They have to get something which is like a peck. Peck means something like this, which protrudes from the wall. I mean, those of you who know proper English, if I'm missing the right word, I have no false ego. My English is in the becoming state. It's not yet there. So what, you know, what is it? It's a peck, yes. Then you put on the peck, you put your jacket, and then it hangs there. So this is an attention peck. This is what we do here also. We do something which is related to the holy name. This is Ravindra's justified question. He says, but don't you lead us away? Don't these practices lead us away from the holy name? No, they are related to the holy name. Steadiness. My dear Lempe, be steady in your service, please. The most unsteady, flickering mind lamp. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Daniel has given a very, very nice point. We can try so many techniques, but ultimately I have to be willing to receive the holy name. You see, you become willing to receive Krishna when you understand your own your own situation in life very clearly. Therefore, humility always means a vision of reality. We are humble souls. What do you think, Yadunanda? We are. The person who is proud has moved into the world of illusion, because there is nothing to be proud of. We are fallen souls. We've lost our identification with reality. Humility, therefore, is the best tip for a chanter, because humility will attract the mercy of the Lord. Pride will repulse Krishna, will turn him off, and humility will attract him towards us. So anything which helps you to become humble, what is very, very good and which works for me is to chant the Sharanagati prayers. There is a book out by Bhaktivinoda Thakur called Sharanagati. These are songs of the surrendered soul. And once you enter into these, the mood of these songs, you will be able to chant very nicely. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur advised his disciples to read them every day. There's one particular song, it goes like this. Amada jivan sada paperate nahi ko punyerale. Beautiful song. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said this must be sung to practice humility. Now someone has a songbook here with the called Other Songs of the Vaishnava. Do you have it here? Would you mind to do this? Thank you extremely much. I will read it to you. That is very, very much required. There is even a quotation. You know, Bhaktisiddhanta said every morning what we should do with our mind, beat him into submission. And he said the way to do it is to sing this song. Amaraji, Amaraji van sada paperate nahi ko punyerale. I don't know that. This is very good. We will soon have the translation and hear it. I also found that, yes, there are devotees who are really concentrating on technique, and then it's with this, and then it's with this, and then you have to do like this, and then, and so on. I feel a very, very important aspect in chanting is totally pushed under the carpet by this. That is the mercy of the Lord. You try to climb the Tower of Babylon by technique, and you forget to attract the mercy of the Lord. This, I do not want to say anything to any existing, I do not know all these practices, but I mean just in general, as an observation. Any other questions? I'm really happy that you have so many. I thought there would be several questions, so therefore I'm glad. Yes. Well, when we spoke about doing what we call a hype, you know, we meant an artificial imposition in the mind, but to go on despite your own lack of enthusiasm is a sign of determination. It's something else, really, than a hyped activity. you would see when you come to the kirtan, sometimes you're very unenthusiastic. You sometimes see our devotees, they very piously stand at the end, and when you request them to join you, they are very, very unwilling to join. Yeah, we notice sometimes you are standing yourself there. But then, if you join the kirtan, despite of your temporary mood, after some time, you break the coverings of illusion, and it works for you. It's very amazing. Sometimes by going through the movements, you become enthusiastic, and this is because bhakti has its own inherent qualities and its own inherent strengths. When you, in other words, perform bhakti, the result is that you become enthused in bhakti, you become surcharged. Here comes. Thank you. This looks, yes, like the right thing. So, Hare Krishna, I feel our questions are running out. Am I correct? Krishna Chandra, yes, one moment. We will then, after hearing Krishna Chandra, make a little pause and then continue with something else. Amara Jivana means my life. Should I sing to you the first verse? Amara Jiva Sada Paperata. Let me see. Amara Jivan Sada. No, it's one, two. Amara jivan sada paperata nahi ko punyera lesh parere udvega diya chiye koto parere udvega diya chiye koto diya che jivera klesh nija suka lagi pape nahi dori tayai na swata paro para suke duke sada mithya boshi para duka suka koro. Beautiful, isn't it? My life is ever given to sin. In it there is not a particle of good. I have caused others great anxiety and have indeed troubled all souls who ever encountered me. For the sake of my own enjoyment, I never hesitate to perform sinful acts. Devoid of all compassion, I am concerned only with my selfish interests. Perpetually speaking lies, I become dejected upon seeing others happy, whereas the miseries of others is a source of great delight for me. Thank you. You were using some of the visualization. See, these things are really trying to help us so that we can become more concentrated. But we do not want like our devotee Rabin has encouraged us, we do not wish that they come in between the hearing, really. Huh? But yes, we take them as aids, as help. Mm-hmm. Yes, anyone else would like to say something about an experience? Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. To focus back. Yes. Yes. Excuse me. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You will see, if you practice more, you will actually come to a platform where you joyfully can focus on each of the names. And then you're very, very much in the flow of the holy name. Mm-hmm. Any other devotee would like to say something at this stage? Good. Then I would like to, now, for the morning part, go into a little bit more information about the holy name. Today I will talk about the meaning of the holy name, and tomorrow I will talk about tips how to improve the chanting. There will be many tips which will help you, hopefully. I want to also announce something which Yadunandan and myself thought to be very helpful. On Thursday, we will have the whole day available for devotees who would like to speak with me personally on Krishna, on the subjects which we will be touching. So this means also for the others. I thought it was very nice. We will have a day where the professor can teach his students individually. For the others, it means a day. Let me say, I can only spend maybe something like half an hour with each one of you, or however long it takes. And then the others have free during this time. That's also very nice. It's always nice to have a day which is not so intense. Huh? So, if you wish to see me, if you have questions, then please come to Yadunandan and he will put the list together according also to your convenience. And I thought in the morning and in the afternoon we will meet during the time which is set aside for teaching. Hmm? Good. Now, I want to start with a sloka from Hari Bhakti Vilas, which tells us a very important rule of chanting. The sloka goes like this: Mana Sangharanam Shocham Mona Mantra Tachintanam Avyagratvang Anirvedo Japa Sampati Hetavam. To be attentive, Purification of the heart is required. We talked about this yesterday. This means keeping silence, that is, avoiding unfavorable talking. If you want to have a pure mind which can concentrate, avoid prajalpa, or unfavorable talking. This talk so much is really unfavorable things will take care that your mind is not able, or will influence your mind in such a way that it is not able to concentrate. But now comes the point which I wanted to focus today on. While chanting, one must affectionately remember the meaning of the mantra. Steadiness, patience, and attachment. Steadiness, patience, and attachment to chanting are all treasures of chanting. Now, one must affectionately remember the meaning of the mantra while chanting. This is such an important point for everyone who wants to go deeper into his japa. It cannot be underestimated. See, it is like this, that according to your meditation, the mantra will work in your life. The mantra is like a force, and your meditation is directing the force in the proper way. We know, for instance, that there were people that if you have material desires, the mantra can also fulfill material desires. Look at the example of Brahmaji, who chanted the Gopal mantra. His purpose was, he wanted to become empowered so that he can do his activity, that he could do his activity, which was what? Creating a universe. It's a material activity, and he was empowered by the mantra. I always say there is an autobiography of Steve Jobs. Do you know Steve Jobs? He is the inventor of the Apple computer. He lived in a Hare Krishna temple. Yes, in Boston. He says like this, and he chanted most properly Hare Krishna. But his mind was more on computer development, so he got that by his chanting. In other words, mantras can also fulfill material desires. When you need to fix your mind when you chant the mantra on the proper concept of the mantra. We hear in Brihad Bhagavatamrita also an example of this. There was Gop Kumar is traveling through the universe by the help of the Gopal mantra, but only when his spiritual master begins to instruct him about the back to Godhead course, then he goes back to Godhead. Before that time, he went with this mantra all over the universe, even to the higher planets, Jana, Maha, and so on and so forth. Usually, the Brahman initiation, where you get the Gopa mantra and the Kama Gayatri mantra, is meant to tell you exactly the direction of your spiritual life, tell you your Ishta Devata, so that your chanting gets in the right direction. It's the duty of the spiritual master to explain to his disciple this right direction at the time of the initiation by explaining to him the mantra which he is initiated in. So it's so important to have the right understanding of the meaning of the holy name, and we will talk a little bit about this. our Bhaktivinoda Thakur quotes Gopal Guru, who explains the meaning of the name in these words. The personality of Godhead, who has a form of eternity, knowledge and bliss, has manifested himself in the form of his name. Because he takes away ignorance and its activities, the devotees remember him as Hari. Hari means he who takes away. Takes away. Sometimes we say Krishna is a butter thief. That is what he did in his youth. A little later, there's a poem like this by Bilva Mangala Thakur. He took away the clothes of the unmarried gopis. Now he steals the sins of his devotees. Hari, such a thief. Nice poem. Hari, because he takes away ignorance and its activities. Ignorance is the source of sinful activities. The devotees remember him as Hari. Sri Radha, who is the Lord's own pleasure potency, steals the mind of Krishna. She is therefore praised as Hari. Lord's own pleasure potency steals the mind of Krishna. She is therefore praised as Hara. The vocative form of Hara is Hari. So Hari can mean Hari and Hara. It can mean Krishna. It can also mean Srimati Radharani. Normally Prabhupada has explained to us that Hari is Srimati Radharani. So Sri Krishna is the eternal beloved of Radha, who is bliss personified. Now the Gopa Guru Goswami describes Krishna. The beautiful dark son of Nanda, with eyes like lotus petal, is the only source of bliss for the residents of Gokula. He is therefore known as Krishna, because he is attracting everyone. You can think while you say Krishna, who is Krishna for you? He is the dark as a monsoon cloud, he has lotus petal, and to see him is a festival of bliss. Therefore the names Hare and Krishna means Radha and Krishna, and are full of eternity, knowledge and bliss. Now, who is Rama? I want to ask if anyone knows. Who's Rama in the Hare Krishna mantra? Claire. Are you focusing your mind on this when you chant Rama? Who's Rama for us? Hari Rama, Hari Rama, Rama Rama. Oops, so many times we chant Hari Hari. It's a good question, isn't it? Krishna Chandra. Sometimes I heard Balaram. Someone else like to comment? Now it gets really the spiritual master. I heard it the first time. Krishna as a source of all pleasure. Yes. I'm only collecting. Yes. I have my answer. Lord Ramachandra could be Rama also. Who do we mean? It's very important. You will arrive according to whom you are addressing. You will arrive at the court of him whom you address and about whom you meditate. Therefore, the meaning is so important. I will now totally surprise all of you. I must, let me just find out. In my different, and there are many different words. 155. Ja. Ja. When you chant the Hare Krishna mantra with a cloudy conception, and vague conception, you will not go to the Loka Vrindavan. It's very important. You must know who the different names are. Prabhupada has explained actually that there are three meanings of the names Rama and the Hare Krishna mantra. He talked about Krishna as the source of all pleasure. He talked about Balaram and about Ramachandra. However, because now Prabhupada was a universal preacher, he wanted to really address everyone on the way and take them into the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. That's why he also installed Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Beti. However, if you know Prabhupada's heart, there's nothing else than Radha and Krishna. And he translated the name, the meaning of the mantra. He said, O Hare, O Radharani, O Krishna, please engage me in your service. He didn't say, O Ramachandra, please engage me in your service. This does not appear in it. But Prabhupada wanted to, in his preaching, be open and take everyone on board. There was once a quarrel between two sannyasi disciples. One said, Rama means Balaram. The other said, no, it means Ramachandra. And Prabhupada said, both are correct. Because Krishna is Krishna. He's Ramachandra. Balaram is his first expansion. And so on. But we can understand from Prabhupada's translation, O Radha, O Krishna, please engage me in your service, that he had really no one else than Krishna in his mind. Now his spiritual master made it a little bit, he made one quotation where he said, the Hare Krishna Mahamantra has nothing to do with Ram Leela. The name Ram means Radha Raman, Rama or Krishna who gives pleasure to Srimati Radharani. Gaudiya Vaishnavas believe the Mahamantra is 100% Krishna consciousness, not Rama consciousness. The inner conception of the mantra is responsible for our spiritual attainment. If when one chants Rama, he thinks of Lord Ramachandra, his attraction takes him to Ayodhya, Rama's holy abode. If a devotee chants Rama, thinking that Rama means Radha Raman, Rama, then he will go to Goloka Vrindavan. The inner conception of the devotee will determine his destination. Hara is the vocative form of Hara, which means Radha. Hara, Radha, means one who can even steal the attention of Krishna, Hari. Krishna means he who is absolutely the most attractive. Bhaktivinoda Thakur also writes, the same thing. A devotee must remember the meaning of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra while chanting it. All the words of the Mahamantra refer to Radha and Krishna. The word Rama means Radha Raman Krishna, yes, one who gives pleasure to Radha. Mm-hmm. See, Krishna, who is the chief amongst those expert in loving affairs and the worshipable deity of amorous pastimes, always enjoys with Radha. Therefore, Krishna is called Rama, Radha Raman. So Srila Prabhupada in 69, he said, this translation, O Hare, O Radharani, O Krishna, please engage me in your service so that I can get relief from the service to Maya. Wonderful, isn't it? This I think we should meditate about, and not any other thing. Yeah. Gopal Guru Goswami, he is a master. He has written a guidebook on meditating about Krishna. He also says the same thing. That Sri Krishna, who is the chief amongst those expert in loving affairs and the worshipable deity of amorous pastimes, always enjoys Radha. He is therefore called Rama. Radha Raman Radha. Yeah. Yeah. So this is my first point today. You will go according to your conception and you will advance in spiritual life. So it's very, very important that you have a spiritual conception which is correct. It's an interesting point, huh? Any mantra, you must have the proper conception. I will make it a little clearer. I have seen our I would like to talk a little bit more on this subject. I would like to now discuss something which has totally changed my whole understanding of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur will now talk to all of us about the life of chanting Hare Krishna. We want that our chanting is alive. Do you sometimes feel when you chant, all of a sudden, wow, the mantra seems to awake to life and you're moved and you're in ecstasy. So what is the life of the mantra? What decides that you are alive or dead while chanting? You must now listen very, very carefully. If you listen very carefully, your whole life will change today. You may not be the same when you leave this room. Yajnanda is ready. Yeah. So, the holy name of Krishna means divine sound. It can be compared to a capsule of medicine. The capsule is not the medicine. Do you have these in your countries where you're there? There are these capsules. You can open them. Sometimes we do not like to swallow the capsule down because we are not absolutely sure that it is free from gelatin. So we sometimes may take a medicine and just put it like this in the mouth. Huh? So the holy it can be compared, the holy name, to a capsule of medicine. The capsule is not the medicine. Externally, one capsule may look like another, but within one capsule, there may be medicine, and within another, there may be cyanide. What is cyanide, Daniel? It's a deadly poison, yes. The capsule itself is not the medicine. It is not, and now he translates it. It is not the sound of Krishna's name that is Krishna. Once again, it is not the sound of Krishna's name that is Krishna. Krishna is within the sound. The holy name must be surcharged with the proper spirit, not any mundane sentiment. Brahm, I understand it will revolutionize your understanding, and there could be millions of questions, but please continue to listen very attentively, as if your whole life depends on this. Then he continues, the divine sound of the holy name must have its origin beyond the area of misconception or maya. Sound must have its origin in Goloka Vrindavan. The mere physical sound is not the holy name of Krishna. Repeating only the syllables of the holy name is called mayic sound. It has no spiritual essence. The life of the name is absent in offensive chanting. In other words, when you don't have the right spirit and you chant this, the names, you have the capsule only. Krishna is not there. Have you not sometimes thought critically about it? Do you think just anyone can say Krishna and Krishna is fully there? Would you come like this? When just some rascal calls your name, Brahm, you will say, well, let me see who's there. And then you will decide to come or not come. So the holy name, if we want to chant not just the capsule of the name, but we want to have Krishna, we must have the right spirit. That's why we are now discussing the meaning of the holy name. Let us continue to listen as if our next birth is dependent on this. The most important thing in chanting the holy name is the spiritual realization backing the name. That is the real name. A tape recorder can pronounce the holy name of Krishna just like a parrot, but the physical sound is not Krishna. In the background, there must be spiritual truth, which is conscious. You cannot capture the holy name of Krishna simply by vibrating the syllables of the holy name with your tongue. And then he gives an example. Ravana wanted to capture Sita, and he thought he did. But you remember what Sita he got? Was it the real Sita? No, says Jai Govinda, but what was it? What he got? A Maya Sita, not the real Sita. Ravana wanted to capture Sita and he thought he did, but actually he did not even touch her divine body. Ravana caught only a mundane replica of Sita Devi, an imitation which was like a statue of Sita. Then he continues the point. You cannot vibrate the holy name simply by moving the lips and tongue. The holy name means Krishna. Huh? The pure name of Krishna is not lip deep, but heart deep. Wonderful, isn't it? The pure name of Krishna is not lip deep, but heart deep. Ultimately, it goes beyond the heart and reaches the land of Krishna. When Krishna comes down, the name comes through the heart and moves the lips and tongue. That vibration is the holy name of Krishna. When Krishna, in the form of sound, descends from the transcendental world into the heart, and from the heart, controlling every aspect of the nervous system, comes to the lips and tongue, dancing there, that is Krishna Nama. That sound is not produced from the material plane. The spiritual sound has come down into this plane. He can come down, but we cannot so easily go up there. He can come down, but we can't go up there. The holy name is only realized when we approach him with a very intense serving attitude. At that time, Krishna may come down by his grace, being attracted by our pure service. serving nature. Now you understand from where Prabhupada got this meaning. Oh Hare, O Radharani, O Krishna, please engage me in your service. He is giving us the highest spiritual truth in this, you know, because only the holy name must be, or Krishna must be attracted by the service attitude of the devotee. That's why we say chanting Hare Krishna, it's not a meditational process, it's devotional service in the ultimate issue. I think, Daniel, as a musician, you can appreciate this point, that how in the music the Lord appears. Let me give you another example. Let me give you an example of our deities. Where were our deities made? Radha Gopinath? Jaipur, most probably. Do we ever consider Radha Gopinath as a member of Jaipur? No. His body is the marble may come from there, but Radha Gopinath are coming from the spiritual world, from Goloka Vrindavan. When we feel like this, when we stand before them, we don't feel we stand before figures from Jaipur. We feel he is my Lord, the Lord of the spiritual world. In the same way, the holy name is not the letters of the alphabet, which Vrindadevi has written down with the help of Krishna Chandra and all the other artists of the first enrollment of the Bhaktivedanta College. Krishna is in there. How can Vrindadevi, although she is certainly extremely qualified, but how can she manifest God? I mean, this would be too much to demand. It would be an over-demand, and you wouldn't be able to do it. Krishna has to descend on his own. We can't force him. Hey, come, like a waiter. Come, give me a glass of ame. Ame is a drink. Yadunandan has donated a drink of ame last time I was here in the summer college. He gave me one. We can't call Krishna like this. So you might now, soon I will take questions. Don't worry. You might now Bhaktisiddhanta coined a word. He said, when a devotee who does not chant with a service attitude and with the proper understanding of the meaning, what he will chant is only an alphabet name. Alphabet means H-A-R-E-K-R-S-N-A, H-A-R-E-K-R-S-N-A, K-R-S-N-A, K-R-S-N-A, H-A, R E H A R E H A R E. I don't think I have to continue. It's only half of the matter. It's the alphabet. It's not Krishna. It's not there. You might say, well, Sachinanda Swami, this is now such an intense point. Please help us more. Give us a quote of Prabhupada. Then we have faith in this. Because like Brahm put his hand up, he has heard something else. You know, the sound is Krishna. Yes, the proper sound is Krishna, Brahm. Let us now to get again further understanding, hear a quotation of Prabhupada about this. They may chant, but they must understand the chanting process. That will be more effective. Anyone can chant, but they must know if I chant in the proper process, then it will be effective. There's one word by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Namakshara bahir hoyo namanahi haya.
Simply the alphabets are coming, but that is not Nama. Namakshara, Hare Krishna, the alphabets are coming out, but it is not the holy name. He said this in the year 77. A very important instruction. When you chant, you sincerely have to request Krishna to come down into your life. To come there, because you can't go to him so easily, but he can come to you very easily. Here's a quotation with which I will end, and then we will have a few questions, and then we make a pause. By serving the spiritual masters, how will you get the pure name, which we say in Sanskrit, Golokera Prema Dhana Harinama Shankirtana. Golokera. From Goloka comes the Prema Dhana, the treasure of Prema, by Harinama Shankirtana. The holy name comes from descent. How he descends? By serving the spiritual masters, anatas will disappear, and Shuddhanam, pure name, or Krishna, will dance on the tongue. At this time, the jiva chants constantly, maddened with the sweetness of pure Nam. Enjoy the name will dance, the jiva will dance, the treasure of love of God will dance, the whole universe will dance, and Maya will flee. She runs away. So, my dear devotees, now please ask your relevant questions, which will shed more light into this wonderful and but also difficult subject. Yes, Krishna Chandra. With the medicine and so on? Yes. That is a book called Sri Chaitanya's teaching. It's a book which he wrote. A very well known book. It's quoted in this book, The Art of Chanting, that may help you a little bit more, on page 152 and 153. Yes, 152 and 153. In this quotation of Prabhupada, where he says, yeah, they may chant, but without knowing the process, they chant the alphabet only, and if Krishna is not present. Yes, we will first hear Bhakta Brahm's questions, then Bhakta Dani's, and then our Ravin's question. It acts. Even if they chant it derisively and in joking way, it acts. And we hear an example of Ajamil. Even he meant his son. He didn't know about the meaning of Narayan. His son was Narayan. Yes, but they did not go to Krishna. The holy name, even if it's just let me say, chanted without a meaning, it has some, without understanding of the meaning, it has some potency in it, because it is in touch with Krishna. It has some potency to liberate a person from his karma, for instance. But without the proper understanding, it doesn't work. There is a very good shloka in Chaitanya Charitamrita text, chapter 8, where it said, you may chant for many births, you do not get love of God if you continue to chant with offenses. This means you don't have the right spirit, really. Please let me serve you, and so on. So there is some action for someone who chants of the holy name, who chants without offenses, but also without understanding the meaning. There is some benefit, but he doesn't get love of Krishna. Also, you must know, Ajamir did not go back to Godhead after chanting Narayan, Narayan, Narayan. He only got a second chance. Do you know, he became healthy again for a short time. He went to which holy place? Haridwar, yes. And he engaged himself and he learned devotional service there. Mm-hmm. Certainly there is some benefit, especially Bhakta Brahm. The benefit is there when you hear the holy name which is chanted by a pure devotee. If you hear this, then this will have great effect on you. Therefore, I have brought today my chanting box again. Mm-hmm. And a little later we will hear this little chanting box. I will put it on at the beginning of the next session. I want to sweep your consciousness with the nectar of the holy name, which is where Krishna is present. Bhaktivinoda Thakur went so far when he said when there is kirtan, there should be at least one pure devotee, so that the real name is there, Krishna is there. So when we make kirtan, we should invite one pure devotee to come and lead us and help us, so that we have Krishna. I read such a quotation. I think I will start a business with it, with this chanting box. Become a multimillionaire. Yes. So now back to Daniel.
It seems that the chant begins to move, with an authentic, in an authentic way, it's kind of, at least for me, like my favorite is really beautiful. There are so many, I mean, sometimes there are more things in time to do, sometimes there's more faith that the name is different from the form, and to really have the serious attitude about chanting, one means it's kind of
In an authentic way, yeah. What Daniel says is a very important thing. How can we be on this level of chanting where we do it in the service? I mean, we can pretend to be like this, but this won't most probably not do the job. It must be authentic. This is our Daniel's observation. Yes, therefore it is so important that we hear about Krishna. Daniel, as you continue to hear about Krishna, the continued hearing will make its effect on you. In one of the shlokas of the Bhakti Rasayana, what we will start with this afternoon, Sanatana Goswami makes the point that hearing about Krishna acts like a tirtha. Do you know what happens when you visit a tirtha? There are two energies which will work on your heart. A little while ago I was interviewed by the newspaper, the Times of India, in the chat room. Chat room means some computers. Thing, and people ask me, what do you feel when you go to a holy dharma? said, well, you can feel two energies of Krishna working on your consciousness. The first energy is Taraka Shakti, the energy which liberates you, and the second is Paraka. Taraka with T, and then Paraka with P. Paraka means which pulls you to Krishna. In the Nectar of Devotion, we hear that anyone who comes to Vrindavan will become attracted to Krishna, pulled to Krishna. And he will also be liberated from his old concepts and the old, and so on. So he, Sanatana Goswami says, hearing about Krishna acts like visiting a holy place. Who of you has visited Vrindavan, if I may ask, please? Oh, everyone. No, Nitya Kishori. You must visit, please. Krishna Chandra and Claire, you must visit. This is a scandal that you have not yet visited. It must be quickly corrected. When you enter into the Holy Dharma, then you will quickly see, feel, have a certain feeling, isn't it, Daniel? A certain feeling which you you can't really understand, but then when you leave Vrindavan, you, oh, I'm out of Vrindavan. The feeling is no longer there. This is the, so hearing about Krishna in a nice way, you will see today we will hear about Krishna Chaitanya, this very intense, thick, liquid nectar. And it acts like it's like a visit of a, it acts like a holy place. It also liberates a person and makes him attracted to Krishna. So that's why it's so important to be with devotees and hear from them, because then you can authentically say, oh my dear Krishna, please save me. Otherwise, this feeling doesn't come without hearing from devotees. Therefore, we always hear that the beginning of our spiritual life is hearing with devotees, because it gives the certain authentic feeling. Yeah. Now, our Rabin had a question.
I understood that the human intake was long ago.
Yeah.
Now I wonder what the result of the other system.
Nama aparat, when you do offenses against the holy name, you will most probably develop material desire. You can't keep on the spiritual platform as long when you do nama aparat. When you chant nama basa, it is explained, nama basa, you will become free from misery and develop auspicious quality, auspicious life, a good life. And Shuddhanam delivers love of God to you. Thank you. So I think we will now have a little pause there, which you can do whatever you wish to do. I thought of 15 minutes because we have a Ekadasi, and then we will go into the next session, which will be as fascinating, if not more, than this one. Hare Krishna. It's nice to hear some new points. Yeah. Okay. So we will meet in 15 minutes. Daniel will be our time indicator. Jean-Philippe, you will have to come to me in a moment. I will give you a sign. Please stay there. I will give you a sign when we... You are too late. You get a mark. No, no. Oh, it's so nice. It's so nice that we are not a normal school, isn't it? I just mean not in reference to. I must say, tell to you, I was running away from the school when I was only 15 years old. In the old times, I just went for free on a boat and drove to England with a ship. Said goodbye. Will never again go to school. And now I'm in the school. It is for me a great experience to be very. So okay, please focus now again. We will now say to you why it is so important to have the right conception. There is a verse in the Bhagavad Gita, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 3.9.11, where it is said, O my Lord, you are so merciful to your devotees that you manifest yourself in the particular eternal form of transcendence in which they always think of you. In the Gita we have a similar verse which describes that Krishna responds to his devotees. Ye yatamang prapadyante tangstataiva bhajamyaham. In the degree someone surrenders or approaches me, I reveal myself accordingly. So when you chant, it's important to have a proper meditation. I would like to read to you now a meditation which is done while chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, and we will for a moment try to meditate like this. Now we get to a little advanced stages. We will Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare. Yeah. Hare Rama. So once again, Hare Krishna. My dear technical crew, please be silent. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jayet Vrindavane Ramye, Gopa Gobhya Lankrite, Kadamba Parapachaye, Yamuna Jalasitale. Radaya sahitam krishnam vansi vadana tatparam tribanga lalitam devam bhaktanugrahakarakam. And this is from Sanat Kumar Sanghita, where the meditation while chanting the Maha Mantra is given to us. See, Krishna is sporting in the cooling waters of the Yamuna. Or he is standing in the shade of a Kadamba tree in the beautiful Vrindavan forest. He is surrounded by the cows and gopas. Gopas means cowherd boys. And is accompanied by Sri Radha. He is skillful at playing the flute as he stands in a charming tribhanga pose, bestowing mercy and kindness upon all the devotees. In other words, someone who chants, he will go in his mind to a scene in Vrindavan where he sees Lord Krishna in the cooling waters of the Yamuna or in the shade of a Kadamba tree when he sees cows and cowherd boys around Krishna, then next to Lord Krishna, he sees Sri Radha. Then he is skillfully playing the flute as he stands in a charming pose. I want to ask you, when Krishna stands, is the right foot before the left foot or the left foot before the right foot? Left before the right or right before the left? This is the correct. Because when he stands like this, right before the left, then his right foot touches the zari of Srimati Radharani. But if his foot is like this, his foot is turning away from Radharani. Yes, and this is very important to know for the Vaishnavas. How does he, my Lord, stand? And so then the devotee meditates about this, and then he also meditates about this, how Krishna bestows mercy by his glance. When Krishna looks to his devotees, he usually looks what is called, he throws a sidelong glance. This is a sidelong glance. Oh. Hare Krishna. And he empowers his devotees with this glance. So, when chanting Hare Krishna, a devotee will meditate about this. So I thought we will just try now to just have the experience of meditation, because soon we will go into a very wonderful course on Bhakti Rasayana in the afternoon. This is a little in preparation. So I would request you to just, while I'm reading this text to you, you just let the pictures come, huh? Like we had earlier, we had a picture of flesh and we wanted to see Radha Gopinath. And now please sit properly. And you can stay in your chairs, but sit around like this. It's better. And just sit. No, the. Yes.